What's up, guys? I'm Brandon Juju, and you're listening to my Top 10 at 10.
On the streets, on the air.
Mr. Juju is here, Brandon himself. And now he's preaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get closer there so we can hear you proper.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
Now he's preaching. And now, you see, there's a difference between preaching and talking from experience. It takes time. It took your time, right?
It took me time.
Even after TV,
exactly, yeah.
That's the most painful thing.
It's crazy. Because you think once you've made it on TV, then that you've...
Doors will open.
Yeah.
And no, not only that. After you've made it on TV, right? This is the Idols, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you get one of the godfathers of South African music saying, hey, Mfan, come.
Yeah, come.
Let's work this
out. You know what
thing,
I mean?
Right? This is Oskido, right?
Well, yeah.
And then still...
It doesn't work out.
Hey, man.
I almost went to the river, but yeah.
What do you mean?
No, I'm joking.
So say, take me.
No, to...
Or to cleanse.
To clean myself.
No, but listen, I mean, you can imagine, you can't help but think, what's wrong with me?
True.
Because you know how it is as black folk, you're like,
there's something wrong. Someone did something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
La pick 18,
yeah. Oh, I might have stepped on something, yeah.
I'm trying a speed trap. You know?
Yeah.
But now, I read the article that was that you did with Masego, CML, via, you know, Times Live, that is Sowetan Live, actually.
Yeah.
You say, and it's an image that I can't get out of my head. You say you're at the mall, and people asking you, how? How's that cool?
Yo, that's the worst. Yo, it was crazy, man. It was crazy.
How did you respond?
As I said, no, I still sing.
But inside, how are you feeling?
People have forgotten me, man. You know, it might not happen for me anymore. It was bad, yeah.
Wasn't that a stark reminder that fame and money are not actually twins?
It was. Because now that everything is happening, my music career is, you know, topping. I'm no longer, like, crazy about it, you know, because it's happening with Idols. It happened the first time with Idols, and then people saw me on TV. It was crazy. And I went through that quiet era.
How long was that? Do you remember?
I think... 2 years?
Sure. That's a long time.
It is.
Oh, no, 2 years is a long time.
It is. It's a long
time. Guys, do you know how long 3 months is?
It is.
Without a gig.
Right? So imagine 2 years, you're sitting at home. Now you're printing CVs because this thing is not going to work anymore, you know? So, yeah.
What are you putting on this CV?
Just trying this general work, man. I don't have qualifications. I didn't go to school. I don't know what I'm going to do because the only thing I know is to sing. It was horrible.
And now, at the time when all of this is happening, because your mind can't help but, you know, I don't want to say play tricks, but, you know, the only person who knows you better is what's going on in your head.
True.
Outside that is your pillow. Because when you lay your head down, it knows what's going on in your head. At the time, isn't your mind saying, maybe I should have listened to the parents? Maybe I should have listened to that guardian when they said, have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
This music thing.
Yeah, man. I remember my father back in the day. He was like, you know how many artists, there are a lot of people who can sing, but where are they now? So just go to school, man. I was like, I will, but I want to do this. Like, I know it's going to work out, you know? So
in those 2 years, who's there for you?
My family, obviously.
Yeah.
And day one fans from Idols were like, we still believe in you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna bounce back, just pray and try something else. Try gospel, gay. You know?
Oh yeah.
The fallback.
Yeah. Everybody's rescuer. And you've got the ilk for it, by the way, tonality speaking, yes?
Yeah.
And now are you home, back home, Barberton? Where are you?
No, I stay in Pretoria now.
Okay.
Yeah, my own place.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you affording this own place 2 years without a gig?
No, now I'm really good now. I'm in a good.
I'm saying then, yeah.
Yeah. No, then I was then. Yeah, it wasn't. I wasn't gonna make it this side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you dating? I'm talking about this. I'm still there by that 2 years, the dry spell.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's one thing to have Brendan Lulu sitting in front of me now, celebrating him, but. We, for the celebration to mean something, we also need to know what price has been paid.
True. I was dating at that time, and it was just hard, man. Like, being in a relationship and not having income, not being able to take care of the person that you say you love, you can't do anything for them. You guys are struggling together. It was, I almost got into depression. It was really? The worst, yeah. It was not nice.
How did you not get into depression?
I just decided to end everything, and I tried something else, and it worked.
Wait, what do you mean end everything? What do you mean? Let's unpack that.
I ended my relationship then. Oh. Yeah, because I was just... not a good boyfriend, not a good friend. I ended a lot of relationships. Yeah, man, it was not nice.
It forced you to be alone, basically.
It forced me to be alone.
What about the business dealings that you had, contracts? Did you end those too?
Yes, I did. I did.
Why? Because they were not yielding?
Yeah, nothing was working out. Nothing was working out for me. And I was just playing the waiting game, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just... not nice, man. Not nice. So I decided, you know what? Let me just end everything. Let me find myself again. Like, because this can't be the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You have no one but yourself to rely on.
Yeah, true.
And I can imagine, you know companies, ne? Magugubi. They go for a strategic session. They go there and then they share ideas or something. Hey, guys, how do we get out of this rut? And you're a business. You're a working business case. True. So you must do the strategic session by yourself.
Yeah.
Where, and you said you had to try something new. How did you even know which route to take? Was it because this friend was there, or what was going on?
I remember saying to myself, okay, I've ended relationships.
Yeah.
Whatever happens now happens.
I'm free. New.
Yeah. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And then there's this guy who hit me up, the Gifto. And then I was like, you know what, it's fine, man. I'm fine. Let me just record. And then people enjoyed me.
Working with him?
Working with him.
And the Gifto, isn't he more on the house side of things?
He is, yeah, like deep house.
And then Idols has put you in a basically a basket of soul, R&B, soul Afro-pop.
And R&B, yeah. Afro-pop, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So I meet the Gifto, and then I'm like, okay, get fun.
And you're not vibing with the beat at the time,
yeah.
Are you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not really. I was like, you know what, I have a voice. Let me just sing and give this guy a song, you know?
Yeah. Which song was this?
The first song that we did was Ungokhethiweyo with the Gifto.
Yeah.
The reception was really good. You know, they're like, oh, this is nice, Brendan. You should do more. I was like, okay, we'll see. You know, so, and then I tried, and then...
So dance music, house music, is the one that really called you in.
It is. It is. Because in my head, back in Idols, I wanted to be this R&B kid, man. Like, you know, I want to...
Yeah.
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 But
Joe, you have nothing on me. I'm Brendan.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You know? So, yeah, it didn't work out the way I thought it would.
There's a lesson there.
Mm.
There's a lesson there, isn't it?
Please.
And this is something that we spoke about on Youth Day.
Mm.
That parents, guardians, worry a lot when it comes to the arts. Because, man, we have a lot of examples of people who are talented in those spaces. Mm. And when I say the arts, I'm talking music, I'm talking
television.
All this so-called soft skills, right? That are there and we see them struggling. So therefore, you can't help but bring your fears when you advise, right? To say, like your father did, says, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Banini.
Look at Susbanban, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what makes you think when you'll rise above that, do something?
Mm.
that'd be a side project, basically, right?
True.
So with that in mind, then I started asking the question that maybe we should be asking, because we are very quick to ask our teenagers when they hit grade 10, because they need to choose subjects, right?
Mm.
And into matric, because this is now them going for something that is going to define who they are career-wise.
True.
We ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they say it's a wrong question to ask. The right question should be, what problem do you want to solve in this world?
Mm.
Because that will then tell you what is it that they want, or what is it that they see, and what is it that is in them that they want to use to have an impact in this world.
True.
I'm asking you now.
Mm.
What problem were you trying to solve with you being a soul and R&B person / Afropop?
I wanted to heal. I wanted to heal people.
Yeah.
I wanted to heal people.
Isn't that gospel? Isn't that what gospel does? Why love songs?
I don't know, man. I just, because I don't only do love songs. I do like spiritual and, you know. So I just wanted to heal people. Because I remember there was a time when I was on Idols.
Yeah.
I was doing a song with Bishop Benjamin Dube.
Oh!
Yeah. I was struggling with a song.
Yeah.
And he was like, Brandon, people want to hear your voice, your heart through the voice.
Mm.
Yeah. So make sure that every time you just pour out your heart into whatever you do, whatever you sing. And
yeah, it shouldn't just be the voice.
Yeah, just don't be the voice, you know, because a lot of people can sing. A lot of people can sing, but we want to hear your heart through the voice. So,
and that's true.
Yeah.
Because you ask yourself, especially if a song has been there before and somebody does a cover, you're like, why is this one hitting me more than the original?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, is it because they put that heart into it, right?
Mm, true.
Now, before you, is that why Ngelosi, for instance, where does Ngelosi come from? And then from which, is that from the healing pot?
Ngelosi, because we were doing a lot of songs with me and the Gifto, because he was just sending me beats.
Yeah.
And I was just recording. And then we decided, you know what, let's take the songs and make them into a love EP.
That's
because they're all about love and all of that.
This is what the songs I wrote.
No,
the EP. Yeah.
No. That's the acoustic versions of the songs.
Okay.
So songs I wrote is like me taking all the songs that I've written that I own and I make acoustic versions of it.
Okay.
Not only the Gifto songs, but all the songs that I've written.
Yes.
Yeah. So and I make acoustic versions of that. Yeah. So with the love EP, Boingelosi, we decided to take all the songs and then put them in an EP and call it the Love EP. Yeah.
Mm. And now, but the what is the inspiration behind Ngelosi when you wrote it?
There was a girl.
Yeah.
There was a girl, man. We were talking, you know, and when you're talking to someone for the first time, it's so nice. And then you get inspiration, and then I wrote Ngelosi. But that girl is not, I don't know where she is now.
Is it?
Feel like God brought her so I can write all these songs.
That's right.
And then, yeah.
Does she know the songs about her?
She knows.
Let's hear it. Ngelosi disappeared. And they do disappear. They're not here forever. They show face and they go. Right?
They
like you said, they just did that.
Yeah.
You know, to give inspiration and then dash. I'm hanging out with Brandon Lulu. Remember, his hit single Time is definitely on high rotation. You said this song was made in London or in the UK.
No, the guys are on that side now, but they're from South Africa.
Who are they?
It's PMMP.
Yeah?
Yeah. They really dope producers, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you even get in touch with them? And is it because you knew them before they left or?
No, through my manager. My manager knew the guys. So they've always wanted to work.
Yeah.
You know, and they just sent a couple of beats, and I didn't even like the beat Time.
Yeah.
So I wanted to work on the other songs. So when I listened to this one, I'm like, ugh, what am I gonna write about? you know? Mm. And then I started freestyling on it. And I was like, you know what? Let me make it about myself because time is about me.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and then it just worked.
You and Java are of the same ilk, by the way.
For real?
The songs that make you is the songs you don't like.
For real?
For real.
Hectic.
His first album, he hated it.
It's in a mover.
Hey.
Are you serious?
I am telling you, like,
I was a huge fan of that album. Oh my goodness.
And it's like, hey, one. And then, of course,
yeah,
his manager was like, Baba, lentia she said.
Yeah.
And now he goes and performs it.
And then everyone goes.
He just says the first line and then they take over.
Straight. That is crazy.
So, which then is a lesson. So basically, you are just a vessel, bruh. You think this thing is about you?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not about come on,
you.
Come down from that high horse.
Let's relax. Let's relax.
Relax. Just do you, man. Yeah. Just use that talent. Finish it, Lar. We'll be right back.
Feel good. Oh, Uncle T, you have our fave in the studio. Oh, man. Brandon's songs will legit make you want to fall in love. And he will remind you that how single you are because of his songs. But what an amazing, amazing person. Love, love his songs. Love, love him. Thank you. Thank you so much, Uncle T.
What's up, guys? I'm Brandon Juju, and you're listening to my Top 10 at 10.
On the streets, on the air.
Oh, yes. Now, after the 2 years, you get that break. You're working with the Gifto. You're getting gigs. Paycheck. Ching, ching.
Mm.
What is the first thing you buy? You remember?
Studio monitors.
Is it?
Yeah. I wanted to invest back in myself.
Ah.
Yeah.
Were you? Did you at the time? Did you have anything yet in the studio at home?
I did. I had like a small laptop, Nyana, that didn't have a battery actually. So every time
it's gone.
It's finished. So every time I was recording, I was like, ish, fast, save.
Yeah. And now the money's coming back, but instead of you, what's the word? Splashing.
Yeah.
You're putting it back.
I'm putting it back. Yeah.
It's time Altin.
Ah, we are born. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess I got. What does he say now?
I remember he told me, hey, you made it work, man. I didn't think it was going to work.
What?
You made it work. Yeah. And I'm proud of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, to hear that from your dad,
that was special.
Ne?
Yeah.
Because it's not only special because it comes from him, but two, it's a confirmation that, well done, Brandon, for being brave and keeping your word. Even when the chips were down, you still kept your head up high, knowing that it will soon, you know, come and happen, right?
Yeah, because also I think with this music thing, I also, I got it the voice from my mom, because my mom can sing.
Oh!
Yeah. And well, my dad was a huge fan of music. He would buy a lot of CDs.
Yes,
you know. So growing up, I listened to a lot of music.
Yeah,
you know. So I think also it played a role in a way. Mm. You know. Yeah.
Are you also a church boy? Started singing in church?
No, not really. No. I grew up a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no singing in church?
There is, but it's different from the other churches.
Yeah.
Just like a book.
Okay.
Right? And then we read and we sing and
Yeah. Just like Roman Catholic, just like Anglican.
Yeah.
And we're all singing in unison. Right?
Yeah. So it wasn't Timo.
But are you getting any inspiration from that space? I mean, like you mentioned, Benjamin Dube. I mean, are you also getting other inspiration from the gospel space?
Yeah, I can say that.
Mm.
Yeah, I can say that. But I was never really like a gospel person like that.
Yeah.
Because
me
growing up in a Jehovah's Witness, like Jehovah's Witness is totally different from,
totally,
you know.
Yeah.
So I was scared with a lot of things
since,
under the...
Anything is sacrilege.
Yeah.
Anything like, that
we
is
don't
worldly.
Do that, man. We don't.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it was hard for me. But now this is a scene, pal.
Yes.
So it was really, really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mom?
My mother went to Catholic church. I don't know. I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
Church. Yeah.
But what did she say about your singing, your chosen career?
The first time I tried out for Idol, she was really, really supportive, man. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but before Idols, she's like, "Go to school. You're sitting here and Gabo, you're eating the bread, Zabantwana, and what are you gonna do?" You know. And then I tried out for Idols first time, and everyone was happy. Like, "Yo, Brendan."
You have siblings?
Yes, I have a brother and a sister.
Younger than you?
Yeah, I'm the firstborn.
But in Muput. Because I'm sure the parents were like, "Whoa, should we fail with number one?"
Yo. It was hard, man. It was really, really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now they look up to me, and now I'm not a good, role model.
Yeah.
So I had to, fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Mzalawam, who's Dibson?
Dibson is a producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He works a lot with Oskido.
Yeah. And now this song?
He hit me up, when was it? The song is very, very old, by the way. I don't remember the time I recorded it, but he just sent me a beat, and it was like, "Amfana Shaya," and then I did, and then he threw it on TikTok, and then people just loved it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then he took time to release it. I don't know what happened. Yeah. And then he dropped it not so long ago. And
Yeah. Let's hear it. And this is the man himself. That is Brendan Lulu. By the way, his own record label now, Brendan Lulu Records. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Zasha.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was still hustling back in the day, I always said I would own my own record label, and I'm gonna sign artists, and I'm gonna help people, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm just glad that it's actually happening now.
So when did you launch it, or when did you open it at least, or register it? And
I opened it last year. I registered it last year.
Yeah.
And then it's only now that it's telling people about it.
Are you signing already?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I'm still, I just wanted to grow a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't have the money. I don't want artists to say, "Hey, Brendan, yeah, you know what? He signed us and nothing is happening."
And that's the thing that we don't talk about, right? That the minute you sign an artist, that artist is waiting for you to make things happen.
True.
Right? As opposed to you now opening up your own record label. You know? Now you realize, maybe as an artist, I was wrong to think that things are just going to happen.
Yeah. So I don't want that to happen again.
Yeah.
To someone else.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what is then the model? Because I think we need to change that model. Because the model right now says, "I'm going to sign you up, give you an advance. Now you're trapped forever. Because that advance is accruing interest against a project. And if that project is not selling, you are forever locked in." You see what I mean?
True.
So is Brendan Lulu Records signing an artist, or is Brendan Lulu signing another record label? You get what I mean? So that this person can then come in with that independent mind to work on their craft, of course, with the support that is Brendan Lulu, because we all need a trampoline, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, true.
So what's your model, bruh?
For me, I think, well, I'm still working on it, you know? I don't have it figured out yet. I'm still working on getting connections and all of that, because it's really, really nice when you have connections.
Yes. Yeah.
So, because I just started, man. Like, there's literally, I have 50 followers, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's still going to grow. It's still going
to
grow.
Which then brings me back to the platform that is Idols. What happens then after? Except the fact that you have now a name, and is there still support happening behind the scenes? Is there connections that you have made while you were still on stage trying to win that are working for you today? Give me the behind the
Idols,
scenes.
Idols really, really helped me. Like, it really put me on, I'm not going to lie. It's just a shame, Guti, it's no longer there, you know, because there's a lot of people who were inspired by it.
Yeah.
You know? So... After Idols, I got signed with Galawa Jazz.
Yes.
Which was, one of the biggest record labels in Africa, man. Mm. I was... Because I remember getting a call. Did you see what Facebook or Skito posted? You are signed now. Like, for real? You know, so when I went back, Ikasi, he was like, oh, Antonio Carlos Skito.
Yeah.
You know, so it really helped me. Idols really helped me. Because after that, also, people started taking me serious.
Yeah.
Because I was on TV.
Yeah.
No, no, let's call Brennan. Brennan, we want to know, what do you think? So everyone wanted to know my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really put me on.
Yeah.
It really put me on.
All right.
So people knew Brandon Lulu because of Idols. Even now, whenever... Because now I get bookings in Botswana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fly to Botswana. The first thing they talk about is Idols. They don't talk about my music.
Ooh.
They don't talk about my music.
It's a reference point.
Brandon, I was voting for you on Idols. You know, like, even now, you still know?
Yeah.
Idols.
And there's a sense of ownership there. Yeah. Mm, yeah.
You know, so I'm like, but I have a song. Even people who still don't know, okay, they don't know what I still sing and I have this music out. They come to me, Brandon, do you still sing? Yeah, the last time you're on Idols, right? Yeah, it's me. Yeah, do you still sing? Yeah, I do sing. I Ngelos is my song. For real? You know, so,
yeah.
Idols is...
How come they don't know?
I don't know.
And I'm not asking you so that you can have the definitive answer.
Mm.
Is it because there's too much music? Is it because there's less radio play? Maybe? I don't know.
I think,
what
I
is
think
it?
With Idols, the thing is, every weekend you're on TV.
Yeah.
People are used to seeing you there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then after Idols, they don't see you there anymore on TV.
But you release music.
But I release music.
And when you release music, this is where radio, digital playing systems come into play.
Mm.
No?
Mm. You know, so...
Now TikTok and so on, pushing
someone
songs.
Someone also asked me, what happened to the winners? Why is it that Idols winners disappear?
Yeah.
And I always say, I think it's just people are just used to seeing you every day for 4 months on TV. Every Sunday. You're there on TV. And then all of a sudden, you just disappear. And then people think, because we don't see him anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So
especially with you with that 2 years. Oh, my word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know it was hectic, that one.
But I'm glad you fought back, man.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't give up.
Can you imagine that talent, that voice, those votes?
Yo. They didn't go the way.
You sound like a political party now, but yeah.
Yeah. Those votes,
yeah. You wrote a song called Senkatel.
Mm-hmm.
Senkatel sounds like a cell phone.
Senkatel. Senkatel.
Senkatel.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have a mobile network.
Yeah. Senkatel. Networks.
That's right. Yeah. Yaga Brendan.
Yaga Brendan.
You want to call it 2%?
Give
me an idea. How about? Tell me about the song.
Senkatele is about a breakup.
Ooh.
Yeah, a breakup. Didn't work out. Because, I mean, all the songs that you hear, they're about me.
Mm.
So if you hear a love song, you know, Brendan, ngathi he's...
Hey!
Yeah, there's a sad song. Sabam heti le, come on. You know, so
yeah.
So it was about a breakup, yeah.
All right, let's hear it after this. As a book as we at Webdalang, Telexibis, I say, collect.
So, Brati, I Bratilin, now honestly speaking, I didn't know Tingilozi, key number at this guy. Only now interviewed him, Shevagi Kukula Kukula, can get Brendan from Idols. A prior song is a hit, bra. It's a hit, they're sharp. I only knew that song via this mixtape. I'm used to listening to it. Always, you can love that mixtape because of Ingelos. Even in the transporter, as a school the transport driver, they started complaining, Malome, always listening to this mixtape. What's happening? Not knowing what it is. Ingelos in Shanghai, all the best, bra. Tango.
That is offensive. Thank you, offensive, for that. He's smiling. It's exactly what we spoke about earlier say we were like, how?
How did he know that was your song?
Yeah. So what's happening now? Are you busy? Are you on the road? What's coming up next?
I'm actually gonna drop now in July, on the 9th of July. I'm dropping the songs I wrote, part 2.
So it's cool.
The acoustic versions of the songs.
Of the Love EP 2.
Of the Love EP, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So
touch your soul. There you go. I hit you up on some Sunday souls there.
Yeah. So that's coming up.
Yeah.
And after that one, I'm gonna do a Girls Love Deep House project. I'm only featuring like female vocalists on it.
With you singing with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna just an husband. Once I have a record label, I can be behind the scenes.
I know, man. Yo. Yeah, so it's only gonna feature like female vocalists, like some that I met on Idols.
Yeah. Will Vivo be part of it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know Vio. Uh-huh. Vio Kulati.
Come on now.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
Do you want me to reveal more?
Huh? Oh, we have a song together, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you know? Tell me now. Tell me now. Do you know?
Well, we'll leave that for part 2.
All right, no problem.
No way. Oh, no, we're looking forward to that. Girls That Love Deep House.
Yeah.
Wow.
Girls Love Deep House.
Girls Love Deep House. So you're into Deep House now?
Yeah. It's crazy how someone was like, Brennan, it's crazy how you're gigging more than I'm a piano artist, bro. Which is house music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
This is, yeah, special.
Will we ever see you doing something with Gifto? Maybe on stage? Because you seem to be working well together.
I want to do a one-man show. He's obviously going to be there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, still planning some other stuff.
You also did some songs with Kelvin Momo, right?
Yeah, I did. Beautiful songs, man.
Yeah.
I'm actually on all 3 albums.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. So piano as well?
Yeah, I do.
Mm.
Like one of the biggest piano songs I'm on is Ungangi Limaze. I think it's sitting on 7 million on Spotify now. Yeah. With DJ Mosco and Temba Cornelo. Beautiful song. Yeah.
And now, with Brendan Lulu, the brand, the record label, I mean, the net is quite wide in terms of who you can work with. I mean, casted wide even beyond. I mean, you've already done something with the UK boys, UK bass boys. Who else is still in your radar in terms of, I would like to do a collab here?
Black Coffee, if you're listening, man.
Come on,
please.
Natty.
Just one song with Black Coffee, man.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
he did a song with, I'm Afraid of the Dark. You remember that song?
Afraid of the Dark. Yeah.
I forgot the name. Yeah. Is it Soul Star?
I don't think it's Soul Star.
It's not Soul Star, but I can hear it. I can hear it. Your tone with those beats.
Yeah. It'll be special. Oh my goodness. I can't wait. I know it's going to happen. I'll fast for it.
Yeah. And so far, anything you've asked for, it happens.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Brendan, we celebrate you, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
It takes one song, my brother. It just takes one song.
Yeah. And it takes time also.
Yeah. he's learning very quickly. I think you belong here, man.
Yeah.
Look, it really takes one song. I'm that broadcaster who says, I don't want to hear 3 songs before I bring you on the show.
Mm.
That one song is enough.
True.
For us to tell the story, because it then opens up the doors to whoever else or whatever else you have worked on. Now, there's a beautiful reference going back to Ingelosi.
Mm.
You know? So, it's the same brand.
It's the same.
Same brand.
Mm.
We celebrate you, man.
Thank you so much.
All the best.
Thank you.
July the 9th, we're waiting for that EP.
It's coming.
All right.
It's coming.
Keep shining, brother.
Thank you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.